What's up, guys? D7 back at you. And here we go. We have Trump mobilizing National Guard troops from 19 states. And they're going to use them in terms of going and making cities safer, as they put it. Now, I want to clear a few things up here in terms of what they can and can't do and what they're doing. Now, the Posse Comitatus Act basically says that you cannot use federalized police force against civilians for law enforcement. But they will use Title 32, 502F, Section 502F, to basically circumvent this. And what they're going to do is they're going to use these troops large scale, spread out across whatever cities they're sending them to, and they'll be used as like a fence line or a buffer. They're also going to be used to process people, to do all the fingerprinting, to drive these people wherever they need to go, anyone that they're capturing. They will not be used to arrest people. All right? That's what's being said right now. If we see footage and stuff that says different, then we'll address it when that happens. But as of right now, as it's being described, 19 states coughing up their boys and gals, your last line of defense, remember that, being sent into these cities. And it looks like they're targeting Chicago with some kind of massive event. They're trying to say that they've got D.C., no homicides in 10 days. And, of course, with all the feds running around there, National Guard troops, it is going to knock things back. So this is a double-edged sword. Of course, we need the criminals rounded up and taken out of here in terms of the rapists, the killers, all that. That's true, okay? But we do not need these forces used on everyday Americans. So if we begin to see that, then the cover's blown on what this is all really about. I will warn and preface this one more time, that if they throw us into lockdowns over a real pandemic, all of this will be used against purebloods in a heartbeat. You should remember that.